Come join us at Victory Community Church, the genesis of joy, where we are placing Jesus back at the center of the community. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., under the leadership of Senior Pastor Otis Pettaway III, experience victory with us, where we preach, teach, and praise with victory in mind.
Now listen, I want you to get your Bibles, turn to Daniel 3, because y'all going to help us preach today. Amen. Come on, Pastor, come on up here. We over me, amen. I want you to go to Daniel 3, if everybody can stand on their feet. In the NIV, if you can, so we can be all on one accord. I want you to put your finger right at verse 16. Now, when I read this, every time you hear or see the word we, I want you to respond in unison and say we together, okay? Now, I'm going to start at verse 16 and I'm going to end at verse 18. And remember, every time we hear the word we, we stand it together. And I don't want you to say it timid now. I need you to yell it out. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar.
We.
All right, now we got to do this again. If we're going to preach together, we're going to do this again. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this manner. If
we
are thrown into the fiery furnace, the God serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hands. But even if he does not want you to know, your majesty, that will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Today from this subject, we want to minister. When we link up, victory shows up. You can be seated. When we link up, amen.
There's a power to when we come together. We all need somebody. There's a model that has crept into the church that is anti-biblical and contrary to what God has displayed. Yes, it's confessing that you don't need anybody and that loneliness is your call to life. You are self-made. You don't need anything or anybody. And that there is so much power in we that the enemy even knows it. Do you understand that in prison, the worst punishment you can have is solitary confinement? Why would you put yourself in solitary confinement and not even be in prison? Frustration will tell you, I don't need anybody. And then we lie to ourselves and say, don't nobody understand. The truth of the matter is, y'all don't want to hear me today, is that we are designed to be communal. Even when you don't know, you are designed to be communal. Because out of ignorance, Adam got up every day by himself and went to work. Adam in the text never complained about being by himself. The Bible says, God said it is not good. I'm talking about this we factor, y'all. You cannot understand how, if God said it's not good for you to be alone, we cannot have this crab in the barrel mindset. Well, if you're above me, my only job is to pull you down. I don't know if y'all, see, I've seen crabs in the barrel before. And when crabs in the barrel, they genuinely all are trying to do the same thing. Their job is to get out. But you don't have to do anything, just put more in the barrel. Because they'll fight again. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Do you understand that even in prisons, they understand the power of we? Because if you start getting together too many of them, the first thing they tell you to do is break it up. We ain't did nothing. Too many of y'all. Trying to get, y'all don't talk to me. And we cannot be ostriches where we put our head in the sand and act like we don't understand what's coming our way. We have to lock into this factor. It's we. When we link up, when we go, victory has to show up. Because you might have beat me by myself, but I didn't tell you I was by myself. You might have got a good lick in, but baby. Because when we link up, we can do anything. Jesus believed in we so much, he didn't even save the world by himself. He came here to die and started gathering people soon as we see his ministry start. Because true ministry is never designed to be by yourself. You out here by yourself crazy and don't understand that there's power in walking together. It's amazing to me, if you read Daniel 1, 2, and 3, you'll realize that there's four Hebrew boys in this kingdom, and from the day they got there, they tried to make them assimilate to Babylon. And they fought them every step of the way together. Y'all ready for this? Together, they went into a fiery furnace. But by himself, Daniel ended up in the lion's den. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Because you don't understand that the enemy, watch this, because Daniel in the lion's den is in Daniel 6. The Hebrew boys are in Daniel 3. They tried to get all of y'all first. When that didn't work, they say, well, wait a minute. Let's pick them off one at a
time. One by one.
Because the enemy knows if you fool around and get with too many of us, victory has no choice but to show up. There was a man walking down an alley, dark alley. Man walks up on him, puts a gun to his face. Says, give me everything in your pocket. The man closes his eyes, start praying, digging in his pocket. And he opened his eyes to hand over his wallet, and the robber was gone. Man calls the police. A couple of days later, they go down to the police station. And he says to the robber, police asks the robber, what happened? Did you rob him? He said, no, I didn't rob him. I just had a gun. I asked, but I didn't take anything. He says, I put the gun to his face and he started talking to himself. And the man that had the gun in his face said, well, what were you doing when you closed your eyes? He said, I started praying. Then they went back to the robber and said, well, why did you take off running when he was reaching to give you what you asked for? The man that had the gun said, well, when he closed his eyes and started reaching in his pocket, two things showed up behind him. I only was robbing him because I thought he was by himself. So the police went back to the man that was getting robbed and said, who was it behind you? He said, I don't know. I didn't see him.
But if I have to answer you, I was quoting Psalms 23. And I'm guessing goodness and mercy was behind. You thought I was by myself, but I had somebody with.
Whenever there's togetherness, whenever you get together, situations is going to show up. We have to get like the three Hebrew boys and say, but we refuse to bow. When you link up with people of purpose, when you link up with the right team, the right people in your corner, all of this start happening. Like we used to say back in the day where I'm from, it's when an enemy really starts set tripping. Yeah, I see somebody lost. Let me tell you what set tripping is. I'm from New Orleans, and so they use different words. Set tripping is when you have two different sets in one area. And one decides, I'm going to be more dominant. Let me break this down even more. Omari, I can bring it. Let's bring it all the way practical. Homegirl, stay set tripping. We at the house, we sitting at the table I cooked. Pastor wasn't there. And at the dinner table, there is, you know, the chairs. But there's two big chairs at both heads. Now me, I'm casual. I sit wherever I want. I don't have to set trip. I built the table. Amen? All right. Y'all get where I'm coming from. You don't have to say, this my table. I cooked. I did. It's my house, baby. So she sits in the big chair. Me and Kingston, we sit anywhere. We sit across. She sits in the big chair. She says, I'm the queen of this house. Set tripping. Kingston say, man, it's this girl. Wow, mama, you hear this? I kept eating. Why? Because I don't have to set trip. She then looks at Kingston and say, well, my daddy is the king of this house. Set tripping. Y'all get where I'm coming from. See, every time you really, really link up, the enemy starts set tripping. King Nebuchadnezzar, that's what he started doing. He said, I'm going to build this. This is mine. Everybody bow. He was set tripping. But when we have unity in the faith, whenever there's unity, and whenever there's togetherness, it always threatens chaos. You see it? Whenever you link with the right people, you're going to always be challenged. You have to refuse to bow. He builds this golden image. He said, bow or burn. How many situations in your life where you felt like you just had these two choices, bow or burn? Both choices ends nowhere. This happened to the Hebrew boys right when they decided, hey, this is who we are. I know what's going on. We're going to pray. We're going to fast. We're going to do God's will. We are Christian believers. That's when. Soon as you decide, hey, we're going to pray more as a family. We're going to be on one accord. Come on, y'all. Well, I'm a get on this diet. I'm a start on track. That's when all hell. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not fall under pressure. They didn't isolate, hesitate, or debate when the pressure came. Come on, how many times we start isolating ourselves and moving around from the people that God has linked us to? They made a joint decision not to bow. They made a joint decision. The Bible says, they say, we don't need to defend ourselves. What is so powerful about this text is how the Bible says it didn't say Otis said and Sheikah agreed. I want you to reread it. It's almost like the king was speaking and they just start speaking all the same thing in unison all at the same time. No one spoke on behalf of no one else. I want you to get it. They all believed the same thing in their spirit and the same thing came out of their mouth. We're not going to bow. We don't have to defend ourselves. See, boldness is contagious. That's why you have to be with the right people. Boldness is contagious. When believers link arms in conviction, courage is multiplied. When we link up, victory has to show up. Your circle do matter. We have to stop telling ourselves that. In every situation, your circle matters. It matters on how you're going to see things. It matters on how you're going to respond. Your circle. When pressure is on, the people around you make a difference. Don't get in a circle and assume that you're the only one going through either. Because when the enemy turns up the heat, you don't need just a homegirl. You need a faith partner. You don't need just a husband with you. You need a prayer warrior. You have to have people that believe the same thing, that's ready to look the enemy in the eye and say, hey. We together. We not going to bow. Now, I'm not going to bow, and maybe he not. We're not bowing. When the enemy, come on, y'all, shows up, you have to be able to link to the right source in the right circle.
The first one was the situation. The second thing we see in this text is the solution. For every time we get together, the enemy has a furnace.
Ooh, say it again.
Every time we get together, the enemy always finds a furnace. Y'all, do you understand that most of our natural responses to things are negative?
Ooh.
It's because the enemy understands togetherness. Birds of a feather fly
together.
You ever seen people get together for foolishness? I have been to parties, to after parties, and out to eat after the after party to put some on my stomach so I can make it to the house. And then me that has been to parties, after parties, out to eat after the party, and then got home while the sun was coming up, I get frustrated when people that I gave all of that to the world. And the first thing we ask about church is, how long are y'all in now? We stayed in the party until we felt like we were gonna get whatever it was we came for. But we come to church looking for the exit. But you don't understand that for every situation that you've been in with somebody else, they always got another furnace.
And the solution always joins you in the fire. Y'all, there is no affirmation from God pre-fire. God never said, if y'all get in this thing, I got you. Never said it. Their argument was, I can't, watch this, I can't let my witness be weakened. I won't be seen bowing. I forsake the idea of bowing to something you've made. And if he don't get me out,
come on now, say that.
Come here real quick. Because see, some people think that we got the answer sheet and all of the answers to our thing is yes and amen, because God is going to always do exactly what I want him to do. And I don't have a God I can control. Pause, rewind, come back. I don't have a God I want to control. He's always God and he's good at his job. And the solution to all of my problems is God. King, do what you're going to do. I'm going to stand where I've been standing. You mad? It's all right. Because I got a God that'll make it work out.
My God.
And I'm in this situation. And he's already got the solution. We're going to light the fire hotter.
Come on now.
And ever been lit before. We're going to get the strongest man in the army to throw you in here. Oh, but you didn't know. I got some stronger than a man. Because the solution was the resolve on the inside of them. Because sometimes your witness is wrapped up in the people that watch you go in it. How do you deal with it? See, sometimes you got to confuse the enemy by having peace. You better learn how to walk with your head up. I ain't saying fake it. I'm saying learn how to be cool with it. Oh, hell broke loose in your life. Baby, it's all right. I've been walking with him. I didn't find him in Daniel 3. I brought him to Daniel 3. Before you started billing, I had a relationship with him. And everything I do sounds like him. You talk too much. That ain't him. Baby, we get together. And the people in lockstep with me when we link up. You ought to be talking. See, I like transferable skills. I'm nervous of people that don't know how to act.
Talk about it.
When I was getting into sin, we had a conversation. Because we going to know what we're doing before we get. We would ask questions. Qualifiers.
Talk about it.
Are you sure? You about that life? Because when we get here, I don't have time to be convincing you. You got in the car. You should have known where we was in it. Because when we lock up, watch this, y'all. I wasn't too strong alone to break the ropes. Watch me. I wasn't strong enough to overpower the army and kill the king.
Come on now.
I was not too big enough to call water down from heaven and put the furnace out. But I had a solution that could make me fireproof. that you set up to take me out, I went in it like everybody else would have went in it.
My God.
Y'all, can I? But you were looking for screams and fear. And you seen smoke, but it was the ropes. Watch this, y'all. You seen smoke, it was the ropes. You smelt flesh burning, but it was the people you sent to throw us up. Them was your people. You brought them. You sent them over here. Come here real quick, because I want to free three people that talk too much. There's nothing in the text that says the Hebrew boys said anything to the men that were tying them up. The only time we see them responding is when they responded to the king. Watch talking to people that ain't got nothing to do with getting you out of what you in. Don't be talking so much that you trying to convince them of what God can do. They season is over. They've made their mind. And my solution is, I got something hotter than fire.
Say it.
You thought this was the end? Baby, I just started. I knew what you were going to do before you did it. And watch this. I had peace even if it didn't work out. I didn't put God's track record on the line because he never said he was going to make me fireproof. But if you take me out, you won't be able to tell folks they changed their mind. Don't let people put coward as part of your story.
Ooh.
So you didn't go in the fire by yourself. You linked up with some people. That was a situation. You get thrown in a fiery furnace. You get in the furnace, and watch this, y'all. There is no record of the Hebrew boys talking to the fourth man. Look. They don't even identify he was in there. The only reason we know
he was in there. Say it.
It's because the person that threw them in the fire went and looked in the fire and said, we threw three in, but I see four. And the fourth one looks like the Son of God. Watch this, y'all. When you live what you believe with people that live what you believe, when you link up and you stay together through the fire, you won't have to tell everybody how you got out. They were watching you
the whole time.
Okay, I'm gone. Yeah, y'all ready? I'm ready to go to the last one. Yeah, put. I know this ain't on my notes. This ain't even in my notes. It just said in my spirit. Give me verse. Verse 26. Give me verse 26, y'all. Give me verse 26. I'm done. I'm gonna give y'all this last one. This the third point is that it was a strategy, solution, situation, solution, and strategy. Matter of fact, yep, 26. Y'all got it? Got a story for you. One hit, here you go. They come. All right, y'all ready? Y'all ready for the strategy? Okay. Then Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace, shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out here.
So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. Mm. Y'all missed it. Something ain't never been done before.
With you. I'm with you.
He throws them in the furnace. He cries out, come out. He decreed they had to go. Same voice that said go in. Same voice
said come out.
It's not my shout. My shout is the last part. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. I knew y'all. It's all right. It's all right. I'm going to shout by myself. Because some people are so busy trying to have a fire-free life. You didn't know you were designed to come out. You keep praying away. Every time your life get hot, you start praying, God, this ain't you. It's the devil. But I've learned that the strategy of God wasn't to take me around every fire. Some fires I was going to have to go in and come on out. Y'all missed it. Because see, if you caught it, you would have started shouting about that thing that you thought was the attack of the enemy and realized that it was a part of God's strategy.
Yeah.
See, some of us are in situations that you thought was attack of the enemy, but you didn't understand that it was God's way to say, watch this, y'all. He gets them out of the furnace and they come out of the furnace, and then he makes a decree that everybody must serve the same God of them. Come close to me. Because see, sometimes we need to understand that you went through the fire to save somebody else.
Come on now.
It wasn't for me. It wasn't for all of us. It was God's strategy to bring me out of this thing. It's what he wanted to do. It was in that thing. When I linked up with my boys, when we came out, we didn't even look like what we've been. See, you ready. See, I know, I'm done. I promise y'all I'm done. But see, I feel it right here in that pinky toe. And I really, really am trying to hold myself.
Don't hold yourself.
Because it's three of y'all that's been praying the furnace away. And you didn't know that it was the furnace that God used to build the crowd around you. So the people in your life could know you can make it out. The thing that took everybody else in your circle, in your generation, in your family out, God says, I'm going to use it to bring everybody around. Because when we link up, we save nations. They dreamed too small. They was only killing three people. I came to get everybody. Do you realize that if you didn't understand and skip Daniel 3, you'll realize the king got saved? The one that was trying to get people to worship an image at the beginning of 3, by the time you get to the end of 3, saying he must be God. And it's all because you went through the fire.
My God, the fire was a setup for favor. We just gonna have to just stay right there. The enemy meant for destruction, but God used it as a platform to push his people further. Hallelujah. If they hadn't faced the fire, they wouldn't have had the promotion. Their faithfulness standing as a team led to kingdom-wide influence. Now everyone knew their name. Hallelujah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. Your fire is not your failure. Come on, somebody look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, your fire experience is not your failure. It's your setup for favor, baby. It's a setup. It's a setup for your favor. People are watching how you walk through your fire. Come on, every governor, every official, every king, they all witnessed the The man of God said they witnessed the miracles. They witnessed the signs. They witnessed the wonders. Just how you going through your fire, they're going to be witnesses, people that say, hey, how did she make it? I know that should have killed her. But when we link up, that's the strategy. When we link up, victory shows up. I don't know what fire you face in church, what trial you're going through, what battle you are experiencing, what furnace that have been turned up 7 times hotter. But let me remind you of something that we just learned in Daniel 3. We were made to walk through the fire alone. I wish I had some witnesses in here. You was not made to walk through this thing alone. We were built to stand together. We were built to link together in every furnace situation. He could have turned it up 7 more times. Guess what? The result was going to be the result anyway. Because when we link up, we don't fold. When we link up, we don't burn. When we link up, we have each other's back. Somebody shout, we over me. See, this is not a we. This is not a me moment. It's a we. It's a we. That's how we got to get. We keep saying we alone in this. We keep saying we don't have the right team and we're missing the people of God that God has already put in your life. You're looking for the wrong person to show up because you maybe showed up for them, but they can't stand with you in this. They're not the right person. But I can guarantee you if you just trust God, there's a fourth man in the fire. There's a fourth man in the fire. We got to begin to stand. We got to begin to link. And then we win. I'm going to say it again. Stand. Link. Win. Stand. Link. Win. Come on, I need y'all to help me preach this. Stand, link, win. You can't be questioning who God put to stand with you. And if they standing right. And how you got to learn how to stand yourself. Link yourself and win. I'm going to say it until you understand. You got to learn how to stand. See, you still have to walk in there. You still have to get in the furnace. See, nobody turned back around. I changed my mind. Shadrach went in there. Meshach went in there. And Abednego went in there. So you have to learn how to individually stand. And see, we get stuck right there because we start looking around. And we still, he said 7 times. It don't matter. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and his glory in Christ Jesus. I'm going to walk right on in here because yay, in all things, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm going to walk right in here because God is on my side. I'm going to walk right in here with faith as a mustard seed. Got to learn how to stand. Paul said it best. He said, stand and stand therefore. Even when you're weak, you got to walk in there. We out here now. It's us. No time to look around and no time for me to tell you how to walk in there. No time for me to give directions. Walking is walking forward. 10 times, 7 times harder. Then when you get in there, you have to learn how to link. You notice it didn't say nobody started going to the ground as if they're burning. We get in the fire. And stop standing. It's hot. Things is not working like I thought. Stop complaining and start praising God. Stop complaining and stand firm on your belief. Stop complaining and start walking in faith. You stand, you link, and you win. Come on, stand all over this building.
Just one last thing. I feel it. I heard it while I was preaching. Kirk Franklin had a song that sat with me. And I didn't know why it was with me all week. He says, I've gone through the fire.
And I've been through
the flood. I've been broken into pieces. Seen lightning flash from above. But through it all, I remember that he loves me and he cares. And he'll never put more on me than I'm gonna hit that one more time. I've gone through the fire and I've been through the flood. I've been broken. Anybody been broke? And you've seen lightning flash? But when I take a tally of it and say, but through it all, I remember that he loves me. And he cares. I need you to shout off for this. He'll never put more on me
than I can bear.
I know. Let me free you. It ain't biblical. There is no scripture that says he'll never put more on me than I can bear. Let me give you right vocabulary. Quit saying it's in the Bible. It's not. That text is not in the Bible. That principle is in the Bible. Come here, come real, real close to me. That principle is in your life. Because no matter what he put on you, you made it out. I got some experience in it. That he'll never. He hadn't done it so far. And he'll never. My shout ain't that I ain't never been through nothing. My shout is not that I've made it around everything. It's some stuff I had to fight and claw my way through. But it was some stuff I had to just get pushed in. And when I didn't know what to do, I just stood there till he came and got me. So now I can look back and say, I've gone through the fire.
Oh, yes.
And I've been through the flood. I've been broken into peace. See, this ain't for churchy people. This for real folks. Seen lightning flash from above. But through it all that I've been through, I remember that he loves me and he cares. And he'll never put more on me. They, at the end, on the song, they say, never. I need two real saved people that'll just shout, never. I don't care what you're dealing with right now. Never.
Never.
She said it too many times. Y'all was disobedient. You got to link with the person beside you and say, never. I don't care what you're going through. You got to come out because I ain't staying in here. Never put more on. I need you to say it like you got some anointing in your voice. Just say never. I said never. Never. And he'll never put more on me.
I can.
And if that's your testimony, put your hands together in this room.
Come on and
let
bless
us say
him.
He will never
come on
ever,
and bless him.
ever let us shout. You got to learn to have a praise. You better learn to have a shout. You better learn to thank God even when you're going through, when it gets hot, when it gets turned off, when it gets going crazy. You better learn to just say, God, you will never put my wrong in you.
Now begin to lift up your hands. Come on, somebody's been feeling by themselves. Somebody's been dealing with loneliness. Or we uproot the spirit now in the name of Jesus. There is a fourth man in the fire. Our Savior, our King, our Lord. He will never leave you, nor he will never forsake you. Come on, believers, begin to pray. We bind every spirit of loneliness and depression. We speak a spirit of unity, that we could be alone but never lonely. That the Holy Spirit dwell with us. That every situation we encounter, he will put a hedge of protection around us. That safety is our portion. Peace is in our mind. And our mind is set on Jesus. Come on, pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, we bless you now, and we thank you for lifting up our spirits. We thank you for releasing joy in this place. We thank you for releasing togetherness in this place. Father God, we uproot toxicity now, every toxic relationship that causes us to go into a downward spiral. We rebuke right now in the name of Jesus that everything that's not good for us, that we keep chasing after, God. Oh, God, but we chase after you, God. You're going to bring us through the fire, God. Even when the fire is turned up 7 times hotter, we believe by faith. We stand on your promises. And, oh, God, and it's yes and it's amen. You have us here, God, and Father, we submit to your will. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the peace that just entered the room. Come on, somebody say, I accept your peace, God. Woo. Yeah, come on, if you need peace, come on, just begin to receive it. Say, I receive your peace, God, in my mind, in my spirit, deep down in my soul, God. I will be so satisfied with you. Oh, glory. I feel a spirit of somebody just got set.
Come join us at Victory Community Church, the genesis of joy, where we are placing Jesus back at the center of the community. Every Sunday at 10 a.m. under the leadership of Senior Pastor Otis Pettaway III. Experience victory with us, where we preach, teach, and praise with victory in mind.